President Mills says government will provide resources to the Electoral Commission to register present inmates across the country to enable them to vote in next year's general elections. He said this will be in compliance with last year's Supreme Court ruling that prisoners have the right to vote and the EC should therefore take steps to enable them to exercise their franchise. President Mills gave the assurance when he inaugurated the maximum security prison at Ankafu in the central region. Another report by Cecilia.
The sword for the multi-million Ghana city Ankafu maximum security prison was cut by President Mills in 1998 when he was a then vice president. The project was continued by former President Kufuor and has been completed by the government of President Mills. The new facility that has a capacity for 2,000 inmates is expected to ease congestion in the country's prisons. Minister for the Interior, Dr. Benjamin Kumbuor, said the time has come to consider a holistic approach to the issue of criminal justice. He suggested alternatives to imprisonment as a sure way of decongesting the country's prisons.
Overcrowding, Your Excellency, in the prisons is a serious problem that must be given all the attention it deserves. The inmate population of 13,426 as at 31st December 2011 as against an authorized capacity of 7,875 is regrettable and unacceptable. The overcrowding rate, I am informed, stands at 70.5%. It is against this backdrop that the commissioning of this first phase of this edifice with a capacity of 2,000 prisoners is timely.
President Mills recounted factors that necessitated the need for a new state-of-the-art prison facility and was grateful to the Kufuor administration for continuing the project.
In 1998, the NDC government foresaw that with the closure of the Usher Fort, James Fort, and Mabo Prison, Cape Coast Prison, Nora Prison would necessitate the need for us to construct new prisons. The idea, therefore, of this maximum security prison was conceived. I am grateful that the Kufuor administration, when it came to power, did not abandon the project. If I'm commissioning this project, I want to emphasize that it is through the joint effort of the NDC government and the Kufuor administration that this prison is now being commissioned.
President Mills said the government will abide by the Supreme Court ruling of March last year that prisoners have the right to vote. He said prisoners should not be despised but assisted to be reformed and integrated into society.
The Supreme Court, in a recent ruling, stated that inmates have the right to vote during elections. And I want to assure them that our government will abide by the Supreme Court ruling and therefore enable the Electoral Commission to put in place the necessary machinery and structures to enable inmates to exercise their God-given right.
The Acting Director General of the Ghana Prison Service, Michael Bansa, said the facility meets international maximum security specifications and standards, and efforts are being made to receive the first batch of inmates. Seth Iyer, Radio Ghana, Cape Coast.